I think that, like all here, it's crucial that we welcome the commitment that's been expressed in this paper and the commitment of DFID to its mission and its vision and to working with faith communities in achieving it. I remember very well, Secretary of State, your address to Synod and the passion that you brought to that, which greatly touched many of us. And I think that commitment has been fleshed out in a very concrete and very helpful way in this paper. I was reminded of a time in my period as Bishop of Monmouth in South Wales, where other bishops here will recognise something of this story, I think. I was in the painful process of putting together two parishes that didn't very much want to go together, Cwm Tilleri and Aber Tilleri. As the names indicate, they were about a mile apart. And I was told that it was absolutely impossible for these two villages to come together into a single parish because their history and their culture were so totally different. Having eventually seen this through with a certain amount of blood on the carpet, I remember visiting the United Parishes some 6 months later to be addressed by one of the senior people in the parish with the words, "You should have done this years ago, Bishop." Well, something of that echoes in my mind tonight. We should have done this years ago, Secretary of State. And we have, for many years, of course, here from Lambeth Palace and in other forums, been in dialogue with DFID to see what we can do to bridge the cultures of different organisations and to make it absolutely clear that the vision we share is a convergent, not a divergent one. We've been concerned also to say to successive governments that the capacity of faith communities at local level, at grassroots level, to deliver with the Millennium Development Goals is unparalleled. We want to have our resources, our skills, our networks at the service of that vision. And what this paper allows us to say is that you are now welcoming those skills, those networks, towards such a vision and such an end, and we are very grateful for that. Grateful for the emphasis on respect for what faith communities are and do. Grateful for the emphasis on the need for faith literacy in a political culture which, if I may say it as gently as I can, is not always, whatever the political colouring, not always as advanced as it might be in that respect. Grateful, too, for being called to account, because we must not be allowed to get away with shoddy, second-rate, imperfect, amateurish work simply because we hide under the banner of faith. And we are very glad to be challenged, called to account, and pushed to achieve the best we can in that respect. The reservations that have been expressed about the language of aid are reservations which I think are very, very widely shared. Aid is an ambiguous word. Development is a much less ambiguous word, though it has its critics. But I prefer on these occasions to talk most about transformation, because our communities are all of them committed to transformation in one way or another. All of us believe that human beings are capable of more than they thought they were, and aid and development are going to be trivial and demeaning and fundamentally unsuccessful unless they tackle that basic question of transformation. How are people going to be able to act with the shared freedom and the shared vision that they're capable of? That, it seems to me, is a vision we can properly share, properly expect to be called to account about, properly call others to account about as well. And when you speak of the need to check the evidence of change and to respond according to that, I think we are willing to accept that as a perfectly proper criterion. Evidence of change is evidence of liberation and transformation, and that is what we want to see as well. So we look forward to a partnership, perhaps deeper, more active, potentially more critical and demanding than before, but also, I think, more full of potential for that transformation. This is a watershed moment and a document of real importance. We are delighted that the long process of dialogue and investigation that has been going on for the last 10 years or so between faith communities and DFID has issued in this work, We're very grateful to the civil society team of DFID for all their labours in producing it. We wish you well in your own vision, your own calling, if I may say so, in this role. And we commend all that we are reflecting on together, all that we hope to do together, to God's grace and indeed God's mercy as we proceed in this work. Thank you so much.